Good afternoon. For WSQL News, I'm Wanda Liu. Are we going to get the snow? Right now, forecasters say there's a good chance we'll have snow here late tonight and tomorrow. A winter storm watch is in effect for Tuesday. We are watching the weather, and we'll keep you posted. Stay tuned to 1240 a.m. There is a forum tomorrow night on the state of the health of our community. Community leaders have identified some of the problems that affect how healthy the county is financially and physically, and have identified some long-term visions. Steve Pulliam, executive director of United Way of Transfane County, says the local United Way elected to look into education, income, and health, and the ways those areas affect our common good. Pulliam says United Way partnered with the Child and Family Coalition Commission and the Waterfall Partnership for Health. The result was Transylvania United.
We have identified some key items and areas we need to work on in the immediate term and middle term, and we'll be working on this year to identify more specifically what goal attainment we think we can reach and starting to do those interventions, as we call them, which means that's the work, the actual effort and plans on the ground to start to make those improvements.
Steve Smith, director of the Transylvania County Health Department, says unemployment affects the overall health of our county, particularly when unemployment rates have nearly doubled in a few short years.
The Board of Health and the Partnership for Health kind of established three broad categories of need. Their access to care, the need for more healthy lifestyles and wellness initiatives, more opportunities for people, and basic needs. In those three categories dovetail very well with the three elements identified under the Transylvania United effort. So it's a great opportunity, I think, for our community to kind of come together in a central manner and decide what these core issues are and what we should move ahead with in terms of improvement.
The community forum will be held tomorrow night at the County Library's Rogal Room starting at 5 p.m. For more information, call Steve Smith at the County Health Department at 884-3135. March is National Women's History Month, and Brevard College's J.A. Jones Library is celebrating the 30th anniversary. This year's theme is Writing Women Back into History, and materials on display at the Jones Library range from personal papers to encyclopedias and essays. Some of the featured resources are the database North American Women's Letters and Diaries, A to Z of Women in Science and Math, and Well-Behaved Women Seldom Make History. For more information, call the Brevard College Library at 884-8248. In sports, a big week for Brevard College and several different sporting events. There's tennis tomorrow as North Greenville comes to town at 2 o'clock for the men's and women's teams. On Wednesday, the men's and women's basketball teams play in the SAC tournament. The men's team will host 6-seed Wingate University with tip-off at 7. The Lady Tornadoes travel to Hickory to take on top-seed Lenoir Rhine. Tip-off for that quarterfinal game is 7 p.m. For WSQL News, I'm Wanda Liu.